Maryland's News now
on the only station that matters,
WBAL.com.
It's 3:51. I don't know what the purists think about this, but it is certainly the wave of the future. Marvel Comics is debuting its latest series and announced its next comic, Iron Man Fatal Frontier. But I'm not sure these will be collector's items because these comics are created just for mobile devices. Rachel Edidin, a contributor for Wired.com, who also works in the comic book industry, joins us to talk about this new wave in comic books. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Do we still call them comic books?
We at least still call them comics. I think the book part can probably get dropped when they're digital only.
So have you gotten a sneak peek at this?
I have seen a little bit of it. I've seen a handful of the images from it, and I've seen some of Marvel's other Infinite comics and other digital first comics from other publishers that are in the same vein.
So what's it like? I mean, what are the differences in reading? How does it feel to you?
Well, it feels a lot like reading a comic. The basic structure is the same. There are panels, there are balloons. You follow things similarly. The difference, first of all, is that it's optimized for a screen. It's landscape rather than portrait format, which sounds like a small change, but it makes a really, really huge difference to readability. Because when you're reading something portrait format on, for example, a laptop, you have to scroll to see the whole page. And so you lose some of the composition. And with these, because they're landscape format, you can see everything at once. But likewise, on mobile devices, I think most of these are optimized for iPads and other tablet readers.
Yeah, so your finger is just going across and across and across.
Right. You can usually navigate either by clicking or with arrow keys. As Jason Aaron mentioned when I talked to him, it's one of the writers of the Infinite Comics Wolverine series. It's a really, really accessible way to read comics if you're a new reader to the medium. Because with a full comics page, it can be really challenging to navigate between panels and word balloons in speaking order, especially with more complicated and experimental layouts. And with the Infinite Comics interface, and likewise with things like the DC's Digital First interface and Thrillbents, you're seeing a limited amount of information at a time, and you're clicking through, and the interface does a lot of the navigation for you in terms of taking you from point to point in the comic.
So, Rachel, I assume you see people of all ages who are interested in comics and comic books, but let's talk about the young people. And do you just get a feel from them that this is where they want to get their comics from?
You know,
or is it everybody?
I think this is a branch rather than a
all or nothing
direction. There are definitely people who read these who might read these who weren't reading digital comics before, but I think the main who weren't reading comics before, period. But I think the main group they're going to attract are people like me who've really balked at the idea of digital comics because they feel awkwardly translated on the screen. It doesn't mean I'm not going to stop reading paper comics because comics optimized for that medium are fantastic in that medium. It just means that I've got a way to read comics digitally that doesn't, you know, feel like I'm not reading it them as they're intended to be read.
Do you worry that paper comics are going to go the way of so many newspapers these days?
I really don't. Comics are a collection-driven market in some ways, so that helps. There's also a lot that you can do in print that you can't do digitally and vice versa. And there are advantages to both print and digital that don't really cancel each other out.
So there's room in the comic world for both.
Yeah, I think there absolutely is.
All right. Well, it is a new age. Rachel Edidin, a contributor for Wired.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.